Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peretz today lost the leadership of Israel's center-left Labor Party to a fiery trade union leader. The result of the Labor Party primary was unexpected and plunged Israeli politics into uncertainty. The new Labor leader, Amir Peretz, vowed to pull Labor out of the government coalition and force new elections in Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Early this morning, a Labor Party spokesman announced the unexpected results. It was a close race, with Amir Peretz edging out Shimon Peres by 42 to just under 40%. Amir Peretz is virtually unknown outside of Israel. He's a passionate socialist who has sharply criticized the government's recent cuts in social welfare. Born in Morocco, he sports a walrus mustache and is known for his fiery oratory. Israeli author and columnist Gershom Gorenberg says Amir Peretz is a classic union leader.
He's a kid from a poor town with a tremendous amount of drive, a very, very strong identification with the underclass. He comes from the North African immigrant community, which has traditionally been Israel's underclass. He's the kid from the outside in every respect. And in that respect, he's also the outsider in the Labor Party.
For decades, the ultimate insider of the Labor Party was Shimon Peres. Peres's political career in Israel spans more than 50 years, including winning a Nobel Peace Prize. Peres also had two short stints as prime minister. The first was a power-sharing deal in the 1980s, and the second time when he succeeded slain Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin 10 years ago. But in five elections for prime minister, Peres has lost five times. Gershom Gorenberg says that for anyone else at age 82, it would mean the end of his political career.
But there are two laws of nature, which determine Shimon Peres' career. The first is that he never quits, and the second is he never wins. So it makes it very difficult to predict what will happen next.
Last year, Peres led the Labor Party into a coalition with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to help him carry out the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which was successfully completed in September. Peres had said he wants Labor to stay in the government until general elections scheduled for a year from now. But newly elected Amir Peretz has very different ideas. In his victory speech, he announced he will pull the Labor Party out of the government.
I will tell the Prime Minister that we want to pull out of the government, not on a whim. We want to pull out because of our responsibility to Israeli democracy, the future of the State of Israel, and a desire to make the Labor Party an alternative that will win the next election.
Some Israeli analysts say that even before the Labor Party primaries, Israel was heading toward early elections in the next few months. If Labor does pull out of the government, that would lead to a vote of no confidence in Sharon and early elections. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.